you might think that an ostrich is one of those unusual creatures that you're unlikely to come across in your daily life. But what about something even more extraordinary? A dinosaur, for instance. Well, if you go down to, not to the woods, but to Norwich Cathedral, that's where you'll find one. Dippy the dinosaur, in fact, who's certainly proving to be the star of the show. Here's Dorothy to tell you all about Dippy.
One of the world's most famous dinosaur skeletons is currently at Norwich Cathedral as part of its UK tour. Dippy, as it is affectionately known, has already been on display at seven other locations around the country since first going on the road in 2017. Before that, it had stood in the Central Hall of the Natural History Museum in London since 1979, where, like many others, I have vivid childhood memories of admiring him soon after arrival. I even have the official model from the gift shop. The iconic skeleton is, of course, that of a Diplodocus, one of a group of long-necked, long-tailed dinosaurs known as sauropods, meaning lizard-footed, and it measures nearly 70 feet from the tip of its tail to its tiny head. Now, there are two surprising things that are useful to know about Dippy. Firstly, all of its 292 separate bones are plaster cast copies, one of many sets taken from the original, which I also got to see a couple of years ago. It's in the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. In fact, the species' full name is Diplodocus carnegie. But secondly, even that original skeleton is a composite. In other words, the fossil bones come from multiple individuals, at least six in fact. They were found in 1898 in the Morrison Formation, a sequence of sedimentary rock in the western USA that stretches for 580,000 square miles all the way from New Mexico to Canada. The Morrison has yielded more fossils of large dinosaurs, including other sauropod species, than any other site in North America. It's conventionally assigned to the late Jurassic, that so-called age of reptiles, and yet among the fossils have also been invertebrates, fish, amphibians, smaller reptiles and mammals. Most of these are highly fragmented, jumbled up and concentrated in about 20 fossil bone beds across the region, with sparser fossil remains in the sedimentary layers between those bone beds. The presence of so many different sauropods, besides Diplodocus, including Camarasaurus, Brachiosaurus, Apatosaurus and Brontosaurus, has raised the question of how such large and very similar organisms could live in the same area at the same time. These creatures were herbivorous, and yet there is virtually no fossil evidence of the vast amount of vegetation they would have required, even of the hardiest parts of plants that are most often preserved. If the Morrison Formation is understood to be the result of sediment being deposited very slowly over a long period of time, the majority view today, then there are other anomalies too. The sediments contain material from volcanic eruptions that are a long way from any trace of such volcanoes themselves. The nearest volcanic vents are as far away as Southern California and Nevada. This suggests that their eruptions must have been much larger than any we have experienced in the modern era. Furthermore, large dinosaur bones are much more abundant than smaller ones, indicating that they are already being sorted by water, and yet there is also evidence that some of the bones still had tissue attached at the time of burial. Invertebrates, such as clams, are also found among them, articulated, that is, with their shells still joined, which indicates that they were buried alive, or very soon after death. The precise makeup of the sedimentary layers include pebbles of tuff, compressed volcanic ash, and chert, composed of tiny quartz crystals, both enclosed in sand. There is also evidence of mud flows similar to those observed after the volcanic eruption at Mount St. Helens in 1980, again pointing to the movement of large amounts of water. All of this suggests that rather than representing a normal, stable ecosystem that was preserved gradually, an unusually rapid, catastrophic event lies behind the Morrison Formation. So while for many it remains an icon of prehistoric evolutionary history, there are others for whom Dippy is a reminder of some great flood or deluge, such as the worldwide one described in the Book of Genesis.
Dippy, the Natural History Museum's iconic Diplodocus cast, can be seen in Norwich Cathedral's nave until October the 30th, 2021. Entry to the Dippy on Tour exhibition is free, and there is no need to book in advance unless part of a group of more than six people, although it may be necessary to queue during busy periods. Visitors must adhere to the latest COVID regulations. Now, Dippy's nationwide tour aims to inspire people to engage with nature and to think about the great diversity of life that has ever lived on Earth, and to consider our own footprint on the planet. As the only cathedral on Dippy's tour, Dippy's Norwich visit also aims to spark conversations about science and faith. Opening times are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday and 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on Saturdays. It is also possible to visit Dippy every Friday evening from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The cathedral's daily pattern of worship continues throughout Dippy's visit. The Dippy exhibition will be closed on Sundays, and there will be other occasions when opening times may vary. A special programme of Dippy-inspired events features everything from film nights to dino tales and talks. Dippy on Tour, a natural history adventure, is brought to Norwich Cathedral and visitors across the UK by the Natural History Museum in partnership with the Garfield Western Foundation and supported by Dell EMC and Williams & Hill. Norwich Cathedral is the eighth and final stop on the tour, and Barrett & Cook is the regional sponsor for the exhibition. You can find out more at the new Dippy microsite linked to the cathedral's own website, cathedral.org.uk.
A sight not to be missed, surely.